This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. He stated that the centre is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. The Prime Minister was speaking while participating in the celebrations of the Harvest Festival of Pongal, organised at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan in New Delhi today. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan, marking the harvest season, are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the festival of Pongal inspires people to ensure that gratitude towards nature becomes a way of life.
ये धरती हमें इतना कुछ देती है, उसे संजोने का दायित्व भी हमारा है। अगली पीढ़ी के लिए मिट्टी को स्वस्थ रखना, पानी को बचाना और संसाधनों का संतुलित उपयोग करना सबसे जरूरी है। मिशन लाइफ, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम, अमृत सरोवर जैसे हमारा अभियान इसी भावना को आगे बढ़ाते हैं।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and several union ministers, including Jagat Prakash Nadda, G. Kishan Reddy and Ram Mohan Naidu, attended Pongal celebrations at the residence of Dr. L. Murugan. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights, amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists and other Indian citizens present in Iran. The Indian Embassy in Tehran in its advisory issued helpline numbers +9891-2810-9115, +9891-2810-9109, +9891-2810-9102, +9899-321-79359 in view of the evolving situation in Iran. The embassy can also be reached via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll and security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests has crossed 2,500. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong action if protesters were put to death. On the other hand, Iran has warned neighboring countries hosting U.S. troops that it will retaliate against American bases if Washington carries out threats to intervene in protests in the country. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Sun Haiyan, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said they both discussed the progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties with priority on business and people-centric engagements and ways to take bilateral engagements forward in the new year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will chair the conference. Prime Minister Modi will address the National Startup Day 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on Friday. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that India has achieved a milestone towards energy self-sufficiency. In a social media post, Mr. Puri informed that Urja Bharat PTE Limited, a joint venture between Indian Oil and Bharat Petro Resources Limited, has successfully discovered light crude oil in Abu Dhabi's onshore Block 1. Mr. Puri highlighted that such international partnerships will further strengthen India's energy security. The Indian naval sailing vessel Kondinya INSV has arrived at Port Sultan Qaboos in Muscat, Oman today after successfully completing its maiden voyage from Gujarat. The indigenously built traditional stitch sailing vessel INSV Kondinya commenced its maiden overseas voyage from Porbandar, Gujarat on the 29th of last month. In Thailand, 29 people lost their lives and 65 others were injured when a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage this morning. The train was heading towards Ubon Ratchathani province in the northeastern region of the country. And in men's cricket, hosts India have set a target of 285 runs against New Zealand in the second ODI of a three-match series in Rajkot. Earlier, put into bat, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 21 for no loss in 4.5 overs when reports last came in. Indian team is currently leading the series 1-0. And with that, we end this news bulletin.